I know that your various releases have gotten really keen on the idea of a media centre, but you've found a better solution to buying one out of the box, haven't you?
I've had fun. Firstly, we've got a new TV, which is very exciting for me, who doesn't like to watch TV.
This is the TV that's too big for your room.
Apparently it's impossible for TVs to be too big for your house. I didn't believe that. I still don't believe it. My family insists it's true.
Yes.
What had happened is that our set-top box for our old CRT TV died, and I thought, rather than buy a $50 set-top box, what I need is a new digital TV, because it made no sense at all, but it occurred to me at the time, so we picked up one. And then I realised, as I was using it, that, you know, it has a HDMI port, and it's got a lot of HDMI ports, and after I'd filled up all of the stuff with all the gear I could think of, I still had ports left over. And I had a Raspberry Pi sitting around the house. Imagine a mobile phone where someone has thrown the screen away and said, here, take this as a computer.
Right.
It's roughly the same power as a mobile phone. It's got very little memory. It's got roughly the same processor as a mobile phone.
Yep.
Same sort of size as a mobile phone. But they stuck USB ports on it. They gave a HDMI output so that you can hook it up to a TV if you want to. Gave it an Ethernet socket so you could hook up your to the network if you wanted to go that way. And then said to everybody, we'll sell them $35, invent things that are interesting to do with this. And people started inventing things that were interesting to do with it. And I got one some time ago, thought this would be cool, and then realised I can't use it because I don't have anything that uses HDMI, so I can't plug it into anything.
Solved that problem.
I now have a TV. So I thought, fine, first thing I'll do, I'll install Linux on it, I'll put it in, and I can have a computer. And so I went off looking for Linux and discovered that, no, we can install a media centre on it. And that was way cooler. So all my family have media centres. They spend a lot on it. My brother thought he'd buy a Mac Mini just for his media centre, because why not spend $800 or whatever it was so he can hook it up to
the little
TV.
Mini iPad?
No,
Mac it's Mini. A Mac Mini.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A full Mac, you know, in a little case.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
The idea being that you'd throw away your Windows box and just plug in a Mac Mini to the existing screen and...
Okay.
That was a marketing plan for it. And so for this one, you hook it up to your computer and then you play videos through it and all of that. It's not to your computer, TV. And then you don't need to have anything else.
And I think it also takes Wi-Fi, so you could stream stuff through it. So it's not bad for what it is.
Yep. Others have gone with the TiVos and various other things to try and get the rough equivalent. And I realised that Raspberry
Xbox
Pi can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Raspberry Pi can do it using entirely open source software. Running BMC and OpenELEC as your operating system, which is a version of Linux with everything rubbishy cut down just to do nothing other than be a media center. And it's great. I put it onto a SD card, plugged in the computer, the Raspberry Pi, and then that was kind of done. It was so cool. So like I say, it was really complex to do, but no.
So the whole thing had been pre-configured.
So you plug it in, you get a Raspberry Pi build, copy it to your SD card, plug that in. So your SD card's $10 or whatever. Faster ones will work better. Grabbed an external hard drive that I had hanging around because you just do. big one, a couple of terabytes. But, you know, it's just a hard drive for backup. And then you hook it up and magically it works. So then copied all my movies over, burned my DVDs, ripped my DVDs and copied them to it, rip all the TV shows, copied them to it, and you can watch everything. You just sit there thinking, I want to watch a show, and there's everything you own.
So how does it get from your thought to the screen? Does it read minds as well?
Not quite so nice, no. Uses the standard remote, the same remote control used for the TV. So there's
you've got no chance of using it then.
So there's just one remote, handles the whole thing.
Yeah.
It looks, when you copy movies over to a TV shows, it looks up automatically online to get all of the episode details and ratings and genres and everything else, and it downloads and present screenshots of them so that your covers and you know what you're looking at. It's just so brilliant.
It's cool.
It's like $35 of hardware with some open source stuff.
The hard drive might be another $90 or something.
$90 if you want 2 terabytes at the moment.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
And plus a big screen TV of some sort.
That'd add another $700 to the project. Yeah, that was the mistake. And, of course, it can be too big. Just to remind everyone, it is theoretically possible to have a TV too big for your house.